The Chosen Ones.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. This morning, we continue with the fallout from the financial crisis, starting with the names that'll be behind the $700 billion rescue package. The government just announced the accounting firms it's selected to manage the plan. PricewaterhouseCoopers will be the auditor for the program. Ernst & Young will provide general accounting support. There are plenty of oh-nos among analysts looking at companies reporting earnings today. Results from Dow Components, Caterpillar, DuPont, and Pfizer are all lower, and a big oh-no in the Midwest. Regional Bank National City reported a much bigger-than-expected loss for the third quarter. The bank says it will cut 4,000 jobs. Remember last week when the government offered to inject money directly into some of the country's bigger banks? Well, half of that $250 billion rescue package has been invested. This morning, there are reports the other half will be used to help strong banks buy their weaker rivals. The question is, should taxpayers be footing the bill for bank consolidation? Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
The government's been trying to fortify banks to get them lending again. Regional banks will soon apply to receive direct investments from Uncle Sam. And the New York Times reports the Treasury will favor those banks that are willing to take over weaker rivals.
Well, as some people say, it has bad optics.
That's banking consultant Bert Ely. He agrees that weak banks need to be acquired before they fail. But if they're bought using taxpayer dollars, that would undermine the purpose of the rescue package.
Cash acquisitions will cause that capital to flow right back out of the industry. And I think that that is totally unproductive, certainly runs contrary to the public interest.
Strong super-regional banks such as BB&T, Fifth Third Bancorp, and SunTrust banks are likely to apply for the Treasury funds. Democrats have argued that the money would be better used to help homeowners avoid foreclosure. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Before the opening bell, the Federal Reserve announced it will buy commercial paper from money market mutual funds. Yet another move aimed at battling the credit crunch. So far, the Dow is down 1.1%, 102 points to 91.63. The Nasdaq is down 1.7% by 30 points to 17.39. The S&P 500 down nearly 1.5% to 9.71. European shares started the day higher, but now are edging mostly lower. The initial boost overseas was partly thanks to word from France the country is offering a helping hand to its banks. And the International Monetary Fund said it was coming to Iceland's rescue. European correspondent Stephen Beard has more on that.
Iceland is getting a $6 billion rescue package, according to press reports. Led by the IMF, the bailout is thought to involve help from Norway, Sweden, Denmark, and Japan. Iceland is in urgent need of cash. Its banking system has collapsed, its currency has crashed, and its foreign reserves have run dry. The government needs to buy basic supplies, let alone to refloat its financial system. An IMF bailout is a last resort and a humiliation. Iceland fought hard to avoid it, even pleading for help from the Russians. Britain was the last developed country to be rescued by the IMF in 1976, and it took at least a decade to live it down. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Bantam Books, publisher of The Snowball, Warren Buffett and the Business of Life, The Biography of a Man and His Ideas by Alice Schroeder, by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing, constantcontact.com, and by Gather.com, where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at Gather.com.
This election year, we've asked voters around the country what they're hoping from the next president and Congress when it comes to economic policy. In the final part of our series, Interested Parties, we hear from Cynthia Guillen. She emigrated from Mexico with her family when she was 8 years old. Today, she's 28, a naturalized citizen and attending college to become a high school history teacher.
I'm really just scared how the economy is going. There's really hard to find any jobs that at least are not necessarily backbreaking and washing dishes at this point. Tuition, they raise the prices for tuition. I basically had to borrow money, and I don't even know how I'm going to pay for my books. I feel like I've been fighting and struggling for many years, and I feel like it's coming to nothing. For example, my husband and I, we don't make a lot of money. They're telling me that I can't even get any kind of financial aid because we make too much money, but there's no possible way that we do because we could barely survive. I think there's too much money leaking into the war. They should start investing more on education to bring up the economy.
Share your thoughts at marketplace.org. Be sure to look for the interested parties link. All right, just making sure you have everything you need for the day, like your dollar coins. Mm-hmm, that's what I thought. The U.S. Mint is launching yet another advertising campaign to get you to start using dollar coins. This time, a new message. Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports.
She's gone. She's just not there.
The latest ad from the U.S. Mint starts off with Lady Liberty walking through New York City to buy a hot dog with $2 coins.
They last for decades, are 100% recyclable, and using them now could save our country billions of dollars.
The environmental plea is the Mint's latest attempt to hawk the dollar coin to consumers. But economist Robert Waples at Wake Forest University says regardless of the message, Americans just prefer bills.
The public right now is voting with their pocketbook and saying there's these two things in circulation. We like this other one better. We're using it. We're showing you that we like it better by using it.
Waples says the only way to get people to switch to coins is by following in the footsteps of the Europeans and getting rid of the notes altogether. New faces on the coins won't cut it, he says. After all, if the faces of Washington and Jefferson couldn't convince the public, what makes the Mint think William Henry Harrison and James K. Polk will? In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
If you use coins, we'd like to hear about that too. Again, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Renita Jablonski. Thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Credit default swap.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.